Once in a while, I get people that really, or that claim they don't believe in evolution. And my response generally is, why not? Really, why not?
Because evolution asserts that we all descended from fish. There is no evidence to support such a claim. We descended from Adam and Eve, two humans, not fish. We've even discovered remains of humans that existed thousands of years ago, and we've found that they were much more fit than humans are today. What that means is that we are devolving. We started out with a good set of genetics at the beginning, and we have degraded since.
Your world just becomes fantastically complicated when you don't believe in evolution.
What part of believing that we descended from apes makes our worldview less complicated? Teaching young ones that they evolved from primates will cause confusion in their lives. It makes certain people feel subhuman when you tell them that they're nothing more than an evolved rat. But telling a child that God loves them and that they were created in His image will help them to thrive and to succeed in life. All right, so now he's going to try to give us some evidence for evolution. And so he's going to rattle off a few things that he considers to be facts. Let's check them out. Let's debunk them one at a time.
Here are these ancient dinosaur bones or fossils.
Okay, so right off the bat, he mentions dinosaurs. Well, dinosaur fossils actually show us that they died recently because we find dinosaur blood cells that could not have lasted for millions of years. If you put some material that's biodegradable inside of an airtight jar and then put that airtight jar in another airtight jar and in another airtight jar, it doesn't matter how many times you seal something that's bioorganic. It's still going to degrade. It's still going to deteriorate. That's what we know for a fact. Those are laws of science. We find dinosaur blood cells. We find nerve cells. We find DNA from dinosaurs, histones, keratin, skin pigments. The list goes on and on. In fact, there are 16 types of bioorganic materials that are found in dinosaur bones. They died out recently. Finding bioorganic materials in their graves suggests that they died in the recent past, not in the distant past.
Here is radioactivity.
So what he's referring to here is radiometric rock dating. And what I find interesting is we've never been able to accurately date a rock that we know the age of. For example, we've seen volcanoes erupt. We've seen the lava flow down the side of these mountains. The lava then turns into igneous rock. Those rocks are young, but what I find interesting is that when you send in rocks to be radiometrically tested to see how old they are, these labs will send back results indicating that these rocks formed millions of years ago. It's ludicrous. Radiometric isotopes can be created in a lab, and the next day they date as millions of years old. So is radiometric dating reliable? Can it be used to date the age of the Earth? Think about that. The radiometric isotopes that we find in rocks supposedly indicate how old the rocks are. Well, if you're creating brand new ones and they're dating as millions of years old, the following day, just after you created them, is it a rational assumption to make that rocks that contain these same isotopes can be dated accurately using radiometric dating processes? Absolutely not. It has a 0% success rate. Like I said, rocks of known age that we know the ages of have never been accurately dated by radiometric dating processes. And that's a fact. I've got a lot of sources that can back that up as well.
Here are distant stars that are just like our star, but that are a different point in their life cycle.
Yeah, distant starlight isn't an issue. The speed of light is not constant. We can't measure a specific rate of how long it takes for light to travel. It can change depending on certain environmental factors.
The idea of deep time, of this billions of years, explains so much of the world around us. If you try to ignore that, your worldview just becomes crazy. It just untenable, self-inconsistent.
He asserts here that deep time explains so much of the world around us. Deep time explains nothing, because if you look at the universe, everything is winding down. Earth is slowing down in its rotation. The moon is getting farther away from our planet. The sun is burning down. Our solar system has not existed for millions of years. That is a lie. Deep time does not explain anything.
And I say to the grown-ups, if you want to deny evolution and live in your in your world that's completely inconsistent with everything we observe in the universe, that's fine. But don't make your kids do it, because we need them. We need scientifically literate voters and taxpayers for the future. We need people that can, we need engineers that can build stuff, solve problems.
Well, that I can agree with. We need scientifically literate voters and taxpayers. However, evolution is anti-science propaganda. People really think that we're evolving? Just look at the human genome, what's happening. Look at cancer rates, autism rates, everything that we don't want as far as diseases are increasing worldwide in human populations. How does that help the process of evolution to move forward and for us to evolve into stronger organisms? Look at what happened in World War II. You think evolution makes a society better? Makes us more intelligent? The Hitler Youth were being indoctrinated with evolution, and Hitler believed in evolution so much that he started to think that the German race was the most evolved. And in Hitler's own words, he said that his goal was to preserve the most valuable racial elements and elevate them to a dominant position. He believed in survival of the fittest so much, and in Charlie Darwin's false religion so much, that he murdered millions of people. And he allowed the medical establishment, a group of evolutionists, to do experiments on the Jewish people. And they would strap men, women, and children down on tables. And they would inject blue dye into their eyes to try to get them to evolve faster. This really happened. Darwinian evolution is dangerous. It asserts that some of us humans are more evolved than other humans. Our world will become worse and worse as more and more people believe in evolution.